At the Conservative Party conference, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak claimed smoking costs the National Health Service $20 billion a year. While smoking rates have fallen since the 1970s, there are still millions of smokers in England. Sunak claimed this plan, if voted through Parliament, would help make the country largely smoke-free by 2030. On the announcement, the share price of the UK's biggest seller of cigarettes fell 2.5%. New Zealand already implemented such a policy for anyone born after 2008 in order to try to create what it calls the first smoke-free generation. But the UK's plan doesn't address disposable vapes, which campaigners say is a rising problem among children. The government plans to hold a consultation on how to decrease their use. Stuart Smith, London.